Hey, hey, welcome to the Play Bigger podcast. I'm your host, Dania Douglas-Hunt, and I'm a former Olympic therapist and strength coach turned the go-to mindset expert to high-achieving entrepreneurs. And I'm obsessed with helping ambitious entrepreneurs just like you play bigger in your business and life and truly living life on your terms. Now, after working with hundreds of Olympic athletes and multi-six and seven-figure entrepreneurs, I know one thing for sure. The one thing that's going to get in our way is ourselves. So this podcast will be a mix of combining years of experience with mindset, neuroscience, high performance techniques, spirituality, you name it, we got it. All to help you make more money, create more impact, and feel more fulfilled, getting your time back doing what you love. Sometimes it just takes one shift, one question, one idea to completely change your life. So let's overcome the mind drama, regulate your nervous system, and create real lasting change in your life. I'll be bringing on guest experts, doing some solo episodes, having real talk conversations. So you know, on this entrepreneur journey, you're not alone. If you're ready, let's dive in.
You ever wonder why an eagle is so unbothered when it's getting dive bombed by several birds almost every time it flies? I had this thought this morning as I'm drinking tea overlooking the harbor. Morning time is my favorite. I just love watching the city slowly wake up, the sun rise and reflect off the buildings of different colors, seeing the harbor get busier. But every day, without a doubt, an eagle will find me and fly by. And almost every time an eagle flies by, it is getting dive bombed by crows and seagulls. And I was sitting here just observing this, because usually you hear a bunch of commotion, like them squawking, and you're like, oh, I know an eagle's going to be nearby. And sure enough, it flies. But I'm sitting here watching this eagle fly off into the horizon. And I'm just like, man, how annoying must that be? Like almost every time this eagle takes off, this got like this freaking peanut gallery just waiting to be like, there it goes and go get it, you know, dive bombing, attacking it all the time. And I'm sitting here and just like watching this eagle fly, not even paying attention to the birds around it, just keeps flying higher and faster until eventually the seagulls and crows can't keep up with it and they just turn around and go back to doing what they were doing. Some go to a tree, some find a building to perch on. But I always had this thought, I was like, man, like, how does this eagle just do this? Unbothered, just keeps going. And then it hit me of like, of course it's unbothered. Because the eagle knows who the fuck it is. The eagle knows any moment in time it can fly higher or faster. It knows innately within that it's the top of the food chain. It knows where it's going. It knows that at a moment's notice, it could turn around and do something if it wanted to. It also knows at a moment's notice that those birds can't keep up with it. And so you just watch this eagle fly. It doesn't pay any attention to what's around it, who's trying to attack it. It just keeps flying. And it's so beautiful to watch how agile they are, because as they're dive bombing it, it just brushes them off or slightly changes its course. But it never, ever, ever pays any attention to it. It just keeps going because it knows where it's going. It has a vision. And it knows who the fuck it is. And it hit me when I saw the seagulls just rest on the building like, well, okay. There's two kind of metaphors that come to mind for me. One is the people that we have in our lives. My friend, if you're listening to this podcast, you are an eagle. You have a vision. You're here to play bigger. You're here to soar higher. And not everyone in your life will want to do that or like that. And what's going to happen is they're going to get triggered subconsciously. But how we're going to experience it is mean comments, insecurities, people saying things, doing mean things, people saying we've changed, people not understanding it. And I want to remind you, as the eagle, as corny as this sounds, as the eagle, to be unbothered. I know, easier said than done. However, their reaction and their response has actually nothing to do with you. It is simply a reflection of what's going on in their own inner world. And oftentimes it's actually well-intended. Because think of this for a sec. Think of your friends or family who knew you a certain way, always growing up. And suddenly here you go, you change. You do a different path. You pivot. You grow. You create abundance and freedom and a life that you love and are creating that. And now everyone who knew you as a certain way now is like, who is this person? Now you know that change to the brain itself is already a threat to you. And when you're changing and growing and reaching your comfort zone and scaling your months to 50K, 100K months, your brain freaks out. Even though consciously you know what's a good thing, but subconsciously it's not on board yet. And so you know what happens that goes on with you as you're changing. So now imagine what happens with people in your life who are observing and witnessing you change. That is a change to their brain, aka that's a threat to them. And oftentimes people react, and notice how I said react instead of respond, out of fear, out of not knowing, well, who is this person now? I knew them all the way this way, and now they're different, and now they're changed. And all you've been doing is following your intuition, taking aligned action, aligning yourself with your higher path, your higher timeline. All you've been doing is really unbecoming everything that you learned and were taught and what society programmed us with. And you're really stepping into your true authentic self. But that, my friend, can be scary to other people. As you shine your light brighter, as you play bigger, you will naturally show other people where they're not shining their light. Unintentionally, you're just being you. But what that does to people is evokes fear in them, evokes insecurities in them, because they're realizing where they're not playing bigger or how you're changing and how you're different. And so what will happen is some mean comments. What will happen is people will express their insecurities, but in different ways. They won't say I'm insecure. It'll come off as different words, different actions that you've probably experienced. But I want you to begin to recognize and see them for who they are, their highest selves. And those things that are coming at you are not actually who they are. It's a part of them or aspect of them that is being triggered. And can you begin to see it as you being the eagle and remain unbothered and not slow down how high you're flying, not slow down the speed of what you're flying, not slow down the trajectory of where you're going, but instead continue to rise and fly higher and fly faster. And those that are meant to come with you will come with you. Their wings will build stronger so they can keep up with you. But there's a lot of us right now who are experiencing this where we're having a lot of other crows and seagulls attack us as we fly, as we go higher. And it can be hard. I get it. It's happened several times with several very close friendships I didn't realize would ever go down that path. But can you begin to see it for what it actually is versus what we make it mean about anyone, them, or us? And continue to embody the spirit of eagle where it knows who the fuck it is. It knows where it's going. It's unbothered. Those who rise up and come with it, great. Those who don't, great. That's their journey. That's their choice. I also want you to begin to see these crows and seagulls that are attacking this eagle as your own triggers and fears and limiting beliefs. The old parts of you, the old programs that you've learned you weren't born with, trying to keep you where you are. The fears, the overthinking, the perfectionism tendencies, the worried about what people are going to think, the doubt, will it happen, is it possible, the imposter syndrome that creeps up. I want you to begin seeing all of that. All of those things that aren't who you are, they're aspects that we've learned, that's been programmed, that we can reprogram, we can heal, we can release, we can unbecome and step into our true authentic selves, flying higher and faster, focusing on the vision. Begin to see those as little crows and seagulls trying to attack you, but they're just fears. They're just insecurities. They're just aspects of us that we need to heal and release and reprogram to align with where we're going. It's not who you are. And I wanted to read to you something from my favorite oracle deck by Colette Barn-Reed, because maybe someone needs this today. And it's Eagle Spirit card. So it says this: Spirit has your back. Think of the eagles flying high above the other birds, soaring on the wind. Eagle Spirit has appeared to ask whether you're willing to soar to new heights, even if that means solitude for a short while. Truly, all the wisdom of the world is available to you. When storms flash across the sky, it is Eagle Spirit that raises you above it all, helping you conquer fear and overcome adversity, reminding you that Spirit has your back and wants you to experience life to its fullest. At this moment, you are meant to know that you have the highest of wisdom and courage within, gifted to you by Spirit and all the angels. Boldly build your nest in a lofty space and know that you now can fly effortlessly, proudly, embodying Eagle Spirit in all her glory and grace, claiming what is truly yours in divine timing. Now, with Colette's oracle cards, there's also a protection message. So if you get these cards and a card comes out upside down, then you read the protection message. If it's right side up, you read the oracle message. So here's the protection message. Take what's valuable and what's useful and leave what's not. The protection message says, if you are walking awkwardly and feeling embarrassed, Eagle Spirit is here to tell you that is only because right now you are meant to fly. Soar over the troubles that you have feeling scared and alone, and see the big picture, yet retain your eagle eye for the details to help you claim your wisdom and courage. Or perhaps you are making yourself small for the sake of getting others to accept you. Now is not the time to be vulnerable and dependent, for you have the wings to fly on your own, and you need to do this at this time. There is no need to huddle in a shelter or even to seek out a flock to support you, For ego spirit says you have tremendous wisdom and courage within. Let it arise that you might soar proudly, with the angel serving as a wind beneath your wings. From these heights, you can make the best and most powerful choices for the highest good of all. I know someone today needed to hear the ego spirit reminder, and even to shift perspective of how they're seeing potentially people in their lives, or their fears, or their mind drama, or their physiology in their life. But can you take on the fact that you, my friend, are an eagle? You have a vision. You're here to soar higher, to new heights, and you're fully capable of doing that. And the only thing that's going to stop us is our own self-imposed limitations and beliefs and fears. Great, we can change that. Or allowing the opinions of others who aren't meant to come with you get in the way. Now, if you're ready to flow to new heights in your business, and I said flow because flow for a very reason, nature gives us so many beautiful lessons of flowing, abundance, always providing. If you're really wanting to flow and soar your way to new heights in your income and impact, then I encourage you to reach out. There's two offers right now that I have open. One of them is for those who are looking for that very intimate, bespoke, one-to-one coaching where we dive deep and uncover and reprogram and rewire all the stuff that's holding us back right now from really stepping into our true, authentic, and powerful selves, aligning us with our most abundant, free, aligned timelines. And then the second opportunity that I'm opening up and creating is a money mindset program, so that you can actually experience the flow of money with ease. And so in this program, we're going to do a combination of conscious and subconscious reprogramming in a group program, high level, where we get to uncover and rewire all the stuff holding us back around money, self-worth, receiving, enoughness, all the old thoughts and stuff that we learned that aren't ours. And what I love to say to my clients is you're not becoming your highest self. You're unbecoming everything that you're not, that you learned. All the past memories, experiences, traumas, all the past learned beliefs that aren't yours. We get to release. We get to heal. We get to reprogram so that you naturally flow your way effortlessly to millions with ease and fulfillment. Now, if that sounds like that's for you, hit me up on Instagram at Dania Douglas Hunt and send me the word freedom and we'll start a conversation. Otherwise, my friend, remember who the fuck you are. Be the eagle. Be unbothered. Hold your vision and simply adjust your wings just like an eagle does, not giving any effort to what's trying to hold it back or attack it, and just keep flying higher and faster. Love you so much.
Thank you so much for tuning in and spending your time with me today. I don't take that lightly and it means the world to me. If you love this episode, I would love for you to leave a 5-star review. It's simple, takes no time at all, but it helps us reach more people. Or two, you can share this with a friend. Did you have a perspective shift, an idea, an aha, a reminder, some motivation that you think someone else also could use? If you share this with a friend, we embody this rising tide lifts all boats, where if you share it and we change, we help other people too. And three, tag us on social media. You can tag us at Dania Douglas Hunt on Instagram. We would love to know your wins, your ahas, your takeaways, and just to hear who's tuning in and listening. If you have any questions, feel free to shoot us an email or send us a DM. Otherwise, team, make it a great day. Go after your dreams, live life on your terms, and play bigger. Bye for now.